Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy Independence Day Eve, the 3rd of July. We are live, as we always are, except for Christmas Day. I'll tell you, somebody else who works every day except Christmas Day, and even they work Christmas Day, is Sheriff Bob Johnson, your law enforcement folks. They don't really get, like, days where you just don't have any cops around. You know, that doesn't work that way, right, Sheriff?
No, if you want to get a job where you have, you know, holidays and weekends off, definitely do not go into law enforcement.
Because when everybody else isn't working, that's when you guys have to work extra, right? Okay, I assume you said yes. It kind of cut out on us for a second. Hey, I was going to ask you, just before we get to some of the sort of criminal events that have happened in the last week, Candy and I had a bet, and our bet was, when we were asking the question on Friday, how soon would we have a charge or arrest for inappropriate concealed carry or open carry under the new law that went into effect on Saturday? And we were both not expressing optimism. We both figured there would be arrests. Have you guys had to arrest anybody or warn anybody about this?
Well, we have not. It's pretty much a miracle.
Wow. That's great. Well, you know, so far 2 days clear, right?
Yeah. Sounds like I owe you $5.
That's right. That's good news. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me like if you did find somebody open carrying, the advice is pretty straightforward. I mean, unless you're willing to write a ticket, you'd just say, you know, hey, just put that in your pocket. Right? Because then at least it's concealed, right?
Yeah. And, you know, so far we haven't had any incidents like that. And we're hoping to keep it that way. I mean,
right.
Everybody should know that the concealed carry law does not apply to open carry. That did not pass. So hopefully everybody got that message.
Hopefully. We've been trying our best to make sure that message is clear to folks as well. Two of the other things, last week on Tuesday, I think we had two incidents. One was a homeowner that got attacked on Bailey Road in Milton, but this turns out to be self-defense, stand your ground, castle doctrine, something in that vicinity. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. This guy came over to his house. He was stealing stuff out of, I believe, his yard, and then the homeowner confronted him, told him to leave. He didn't leave, and he kept telling him over and over to leave, and then he attacked the homeowner, and then, you know, oh, well, you can't fix stupid, but you can sure take it to the hospital.
Love it. And that's what happened to this person, shot non-fatally, and they're the ones that are the criminal, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I'll tell everybody this, that, you know, when you're at your home, you're allowed to protect yourself. It seems to be really contested when you start getting out to California, New York, and all these other states. But here in Florida, yeah, by all means, you're allowed to protect yourself on your own property, and that's just common sense to most people.
And also, just you and I, and I talk with Sheriff Simmons about this all the time, I always feel like the obligation to make sure people really, really know the law very clearly. If somebody's on your property and you don't want them there, you can tell them to leave. If they don't leave, you're welcome to call law enforcement. But unless they're threatening you, unless they're making you feel unsafe, you can't pull a gun on them. Is that basically right?
Yeah, a perfect example is of a case that we had in Navarre last year, where a guy had a trespasser on his property, and he had basically set up, you know, in the woods, because this guy kept going across his property, and he shot him. And of course, we arrested him for it. You can't just shoot somebody for trespassing. In this case, the guy was trespassing, was told to leave, he didn't leave, and then he attacked the homeowner. And, you know, once you do that, yeah, it's stand your ground, and you can do what you need to do to protect yourself.
Yeah, I always think that whenever I see the little signs that people have up on their fence that says, you know, whatever the various versions of the clever phrase is, you know, if you trespass, we'll shoot, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think, look, I mean, that's fine enough for a funny sign, but that is not a legal defense. So
yeah, no.
The other case, this is a really concerning case, is you had a case where, it was, I guess, a couple of friends. They were beforehand, and one winds up, like, using a knife to stab the other, and then it winds up being a carjacking. What happened here?
Yeah, basically, two individuals, both female. They were supposedly friends, but, you know, obviously the way the story ended, that they're probably not still friends. But, yes, she cut the girl a couple of times and basically kicked her out of her car and then stole her car, and we arrested her shortly thereafter.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the there was a cutting or a stabbing or something involved in this. Is the person, the victim, okay?
Yeah, they were treated and I believe released at the hospital. But
okay.
Yeah, they did have some slash marks on them.
Wow, that's just, wow, it's crazy. Last thing, oh, sorry, go ahead, what?
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to just ask you is, you know, we're coming up on 4th of July is obviously tomorrow. Blue Angels weekend is the following weekend. We know it's packed out time on the beaches for everybody and all of that. At these times, what's something really dumb that people do that they could just not do and it would save your officers enormous amounts of time and stress on resources if they would just be a little bit smarter?
Yeah, it's very simple. Don't get drunk in public. If you want to get drunk, stay at the house. Get drunk. Hey, no harm, no foul. But the people who go out to the beach and different places get totally hammered, and then we end up dealing with them because they do something stupid because they're drunk or high or whatever, and then our deputies have to deal with them. So I would say this, stay hydrated when you're out there by all means, but you don't need to stay hydrated with alcohol if you can help it. I mean, you can drink, obviously, it's perfectly legal if you're over 21, but just don't do it to excess. I mean, it's common sense. You're in public.
Hey, drink water. Don't get drunk in public. These seem like straightforward things, but
yeah, little things like that will keep you out of the my gated community, like I like to call it, the Milton Hilton. So, you know, it's just common sense.
You mean if people don't do bad things, they don't have to stay at the Milton Hilton?
Yeah, exactly. And not to say that it's a bad hotel. I mean, it's, you know, it has its perks. But, yeah, most people don't like it when they get put in the Milton Mountain.
Very good. Sheriff Bob Johnson always joins us on Mondays to give us a recap of what's been happening in the county. Sheriff, as always, thank you for spending some time with us. Thanks for informing us and for keeping us safe. And God bless all your deputies as they're working extra hard this week. We appreciate the effort.
Well, thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. So take care, and I'll talk to you next Monday.
You bet. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic for you.
The good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns on the roads or anything right now. Certainly use caution, as you know, wherever you are. Looks like everything's running fine. I-10, I-110 reporting as a clear. Not showing any issues. And again, a little light today. It'll be even lighter tomorrow thanks to the holiday. If you have traffic tips, though, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, when I talk about imports like a BMW, Porsche, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, you buy these cars, pay a little bit more for them. You want them to be in good condition, and so you service them routinely. At least I hope you do. You might think you have to go to the dealership to do that. You don't. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on these vehicles all the time. That'll save you money and the travel, especially if it's a Mobile dealership that you bought it from. You can work on them, Bobby Likas, no problem, right here on Davis Highway. Diesel engines, not everybody works on them. Bobby Likas works on those, no problem. Or any other kind of car, you know, any other vehicle that you've got, you can take it into them. Their philosophy is they want to see you for the little thing, the preventative maintenance, the routine checkup, that kind of stuff, to prevent the big catastrophic thing from happening. They don't want to see you for that. They want to prevent you from having to see them for that. So bring it to them healthy. You don't have to bring it to them broken. That's the idea. Rated a 2021 Carfax top-rated service center with 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. This Wednesday, on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9, they'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's renovation, and updates, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
What do you get from a glut of TV?
A pain in the neck and an IQ of 3.
People have already been approved. The money was literally about to go out the door. And then Republican elected officials and special interests stepped in. They said, no, no. Literally snatching from the hands of millions of Americans thousands of dollars in student debt relief that was about to change their lives.
Why do Republicans hate everybody? God, they're so horrible.
You know, these Republican officials just couldn't bear the thought of providing relief for working class, middle class Americans.
Yeah, or maybe we think that a massive policy decision affecting $400 billion worth of public debt, that maybe that's a decision that ought to be made by Congress and not by a unitary executive with his pen and his phone trying to be Barack Obama, that it really shouldn't be done that way. So the President Biden, after the Supreme Court decision striking down in a 6-3 ruling that he could not do his debt forgiveness plan, here's what he had to say.
At the same time, think about this. We all supported the Paycheck Protection Program. Remember PPP? You know, which was designed to help business owners who lost money because of the pandemic. It was a worthy program. But let's be clear. Some of the same elected Republicans, members of Congress who strongly opposed giving relief to students, got hundreds of thousands of dollars themselves in relief, members of Congress, because of the businesses they were able to keep open. Several members of Congress got over $1 million. All those loans were forgiven. You know how much that program cost? $760 billion. My program's too expensive. $360 billion more than I proposed in my student debt relief program.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a question for them to answer, not for you to answer. This is not really about whether your plan is a good idea. It's not your power to do it. If you want to make the argument that forgiving $400 billion in student loan debt, $10,000 or $20,000 at a time, is a good plan, go to Congress and persuade them. That's the kind of thing that they decide. That's not something you get to decide. And then this whole, like, class warfare crap about how the PPP was for the wealthy and the student loan is for the average guy. you remember what the PPP did. Although it's true, the analysis of the PPP program, the Payment Protection Program, shows about 25% of the money apparently actually went to employees, and it was a very high cost item to protect jobs, which did protect a million or 2 million jobs, okay? But it was designed in a crisis when we didn't know what was going to happen to the economy to keep employees in place and to keep businesses open and running so that the whole economy didn't constrict or contract even more than it actually did, right? Imagine had it done what it did and even more so, how much worse we would have been off figuring out all of the supply chain hiccups and the reopening pains that happened if it had been even worse cuts, right? So that was the purpose of PPP. It made sense as an economic plan, even though it was overpriced and poorly targeted, and in the end didn't have nearly as much effect as we thought it would have, okay, of the right sort. Well, his argument is, hey, we kind of botched that. Let's do another thing that doesn't have any direct economic benefit in the economy. Taking away people's individual loan payments or reducing them, that doesn't save the economy the way PPP did. But it's real easy for him to style this as a rich versus poor and a Congress versus you argument and engage in this class warfare nonsense.
I was trying to provide students with $10,000 to $20,000 relief. By comparison, the average amount forgiven in the PPP, the pandemic loan program, average amount forgiven was $70,000. Now a kid making $60,000 trying to pay back his bills, asking for $10,000 in relief? Come on. Hypocrisy is stunning.
It's not hypocrisy, sir. It's a recognition that that plan was meant to save the economy. This plan is meant to be a giveaway to people that'll vote for you. That plan had at least proper intent. And oh, by the way, the one was passed by Congress. This plan doesn't accomplish the same thing, and it wasn't passed by Congress. That's the whole issue. That's amazing. 826 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And taking a look around, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays from 98 all the way through into Alabama, not showing any problems. Like everything's running smoothly. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to go shopping. I mean, like, go there for the first stop. Go there for the buffet of cars. It's 300 cars on their lot, trucks, vans, Jeeps, all kinds of stuff, and you can go browse. Because what happens is, I know, bought enough cars in my life to know, you kind of get this idea like, this is the car I want. And then you just kind of go and you kind of drive it and it's good enough and the price is fine and you buy it. Here's what you should do instead. Get an idea of what kind of car you want and kind of what your budgetary range is, and then go look at four or five cars like that one. Because you might think, hey, this brand is the one I want, and then you drive that one, you're like, oh, that's even better. Or, oh, no, I definitely don't want that. That's why you drive them. That's why you fiddle with the knobs and play with them and compare, again, side by side, several different ones, so that you can really make a good decision and find out if you're getting the one that you'll be confident in, the one you were going to choose, or decide that a different one is actually going to make you happier so that when you're driving that car for 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 years, you're really happy with it. That's the idea. And you can do that all in one place at Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 828 News Radio 92.3, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Authorities in South Carolina calling the deaths of 6 people found in a burning home a homicide. One surviving victim was found in critical condition and taken to a hospital. A 33-year-old man has been arrested and on attempted murder charges for the one person that survived, and more charges are pending. Thousands of hotel workers on strike in California. They're demanding better pay and benefits. Members of the Unite Local 11 began striking Sunday at more than a dozen hotels throughout the area. And there's a new survey out, Andrew, shows over half of millennials are still financially dependent on their parents. Experts say teaching kids about financial literacy is something that parents really can't put off until later.
They don't want their kids to be in a financial bind, but in the same token, they know they can't support them forever. It's a big struggle for families right now.
And that's financial planner Wendy Cowlick. And she says a lot of parents struggle with how to talk to their kids about money and teaching them how to budget.
Oh, man, it's essential, though. You have to teach them, you know, and I know sometimes it might be you don't know how to do it, so that's an issue,
right.
But you got to talk to them about money. Just like, you know, you got to talk to them about relationships. You got to talk to them about the things in life that matter. Otherwise, where are they going to learn it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, growing up, I never really learned how to financially plan, and it took me until I was in my 30s to figure it out on my own.
Oh,
and
man.
You know, having that early knowledge earlier in life would have really been beneficial.
And my wife, who is so good at this, she's been working with all of our boys on that stuff, and she's very, very good at it. David, thanks so much for the update. 829 here on News Radio. A couple of other notes. People are texting me in 437-1620. The PPP also was designed more like a grant than a loan. From its design in the beginning was to be forgiven versus student loans that are designed to be paid, right? And that's a fair distinction. That's very good. What's the other one here? Regarding loan forgiveness, nobody's going to feel the relief the way they are anyway because it's kind of paused right now. And you've got another 12 months before they even start reporting you for delinquency or default. Plus, the 5% cap is extraordinarily low. Even at 10% like it is now, it's still extraordinarily low as a share of your overall income. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next, right after Fox.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Chicago under a flood warning after heavy rain pounded the city, trapping cars and flooding basements.
We woke up and there was no power, no electricity, no nothing.
Many states across the U.S. facing more severe weather this week, with excessive heat warnings issued for parts of California, Nevada, Arizona ahead of Independence Day. And that severe weather is being blamed for even more cancellations and delays this holiday weekend. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on CBS's Face the Nation.
They really shot up at the first part of the week, largely because of severe weather hitting some of our key hubs.
86 flights are canceled in the U.S. so far today, according to FlightAware. And there won't be any fireworks at Mount Rushmore this 4th of July, the Biden administration denying Governor Kristi Noem's request for a third year in a row, citing environmental concerns and objections from Native American tribes. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 86 degrees this morning. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola. The recent heat wave that's been scorching the area has caused some heat-related issues at the beach. Lifeguards say if you're planning on heading that way here over the next couple of days for the holiday, you need to make sure you're hydrated, make sure you have access to a shade system of some sort.
Everybody has its limits. So don't just think, oh, you know what, it's one day of the year, one weekend of the year, I'm just going to push myself, carry all the stuff down the beach, be out in the sun all day, and think you're just going to power through it. Your body might not let you power through it.
That's lifeguard supervisor Alex Johnson. He also warns that you need to make sure you've got plenty of water on hand, as alcohol does not hydrate your body. 7-year-old boy taken to the hospital after being hit by a car on Via de Luna just east of Park East yesterday. And FHP says the boy ran into the roadway. A driver reportedly tried to swerve to avoid hitting him, but the boy still hit the side of the vehicle. Troopers say the boy was alert and conscious and had minor injuries. FHP says the boy's parents were with him when he suddenly dashed into the road and was struck by the vehicle. A longtime deputy in nearby Mobile County, Alabama, is dead after a vehicle crash. That happened on Sunday morning. 64-year-old Leo McCall died after his vehicle left the roadway, hit a ditch, and rolled. When troopers got to the scene, they say McCall had already died. He was on his way to work when that accident happened. He'd been a deputy in Mobile County since 1982. A woman died and a man suffered critical injuries. This is after a motorcycle crash in Walton County yesterday. FHP says that happened at County Road 3280 and Magnolia Lodge Road. The riders identified as a 50-year-old man and a 66-year-old woman from Freeport. Two deadly house fires over the weekend here in Pensacola. The first of those on Saturday at a home on North 8th Avenue. One man died there after being trapped in the home. A firefighter also suffered minor injuries. And then a second deadly fire broke out Sunday at an RV at Dubyson Park on the 4300 block of West Jackson.
Smoke detectors are not strictly for site-built houses. Smoke detectors are for any type of building that would be occupied. And especially if you're going to go to sleep at night.
And that is Fire Chief Kurt Isaacson with Escambia Fire Rescue. He says he's been to over 50 fire fatalities over the course of his career. Not a single one of those had a working smoke detector. And if you need a smoke detector, you can always contact Escambia Fire Rescue. They have a program to get working smoke detectors out to people and even help you install them if you need that. Well, thanks to the Coast Guard and some other rescue groups, a dozen people are safe after a boating incident in Citrus County. A 20-foot boat capsized in the Crystal River yesterday. 14 people were rescued. No injuries were reported there. There's a big school nurses conference happening in Orlando. They're discussing how to meet all the challenges they're facing in their industry. The National Association of School Nurses Conference wrapping up today, and one of their biggest issues, they say, is how to attract more people to their profession. One speaker at the conference says that school nurses can save lives. He says that the majority of kids who do bad things confide in somebody they trust beforehand, and if that trusted person is a school nurse, it could prevent a tragedy, he says. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by Irish Spring. Fill your shower with a fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. You can pick up some Irish Spring today. Taking a look around the area. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays. 98 accident-free from Navarre into Pensacola. Not showing any of those delays at all, really. Pretty holiday light today. It'll be even more so tomorrow. That's good, right? If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Increasing rain chances and slightly cooler temperatures as we go through the holiday work week. Highs only into the lower 90s today and heat index values only up to about 100 degrees. We'll take the little victories there. Still going to be hot, but not quite as hot. Rain chance today during the afternoon sits at 30%. 4th of July has a slightly higher chance of rain during the afternoon at 40 to 50%, but right now encouraging signs by the evening on Tuesday, we should be dry. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And thank you very much, Joseph. It is 86 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton.
Hi, this is Janet Keller, owner of Flightline Realty and Property Management Company. We are a veteran-owned business at Flightline and here to serve you. We salute the tradition of the Blue Angels Beach Show and all who make it happen. We can serve all of your property management and real estate needs. From home rentals to purchases, we'll make it a smooth flight. Not sure which direction to go? We'll help direct the Flightline. Check us out at our website at FlightlineRealtyPensacola.com. Again, that's FlightlineRealtyPensacola.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Your money now. Well, the market is open today, but it will be closing early for the 4th of July holiday today. The Dow is down this morning at 47.63 at 34,359.97. S&P 500 down 215 at 44,88.23. The NASDAQ, though, is up 1868 at 13,806.61. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen visiting China this week. The Treasury Department made that announcement over the weekend, saying Yellen is expected to discuss a number of financial issues with senior Chinese officials, part of the Biden administration's efforts to improve relations with China. Apple officially now the most valuable company in history. On Friday, Apple closed with a record-breaking $3 trillion market value. The company hit the $1 trillion mark in 2018, became the first ever to cross $2 trillion in 2020. And just ahead of the 4th of July holiday, one industry group projecting fireworks sales are going to top $2.4 billion this year. The American Pyrotechnic Association says consumer fireworks retailers are expecting sales to increase by $100 million in 2023. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so yesterday, we had a blast. We went down the Blackwater River with Cat Country, the Cat Pack morning show float. You know, that was so much fun, which you had done many years. You know, you've done this many times.
10 years, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And even before that, I crashed it.
That's right. No, it's a really cool event.
It's great.
The folks at Blackwater Canoe Rental and Outpost are fantastic. I mean, just all around, it was wonderful.
Is that not the best river to go down?
And for $10?
Right, everybody got to go for $10 because it's the Cat Country float, but yeah, you don't get the sticks that rub your legs. And
so here's my question for you. 437-1620. Floating down the river on an inner tube, B, a canoe, C, a kayak, or D, just free swimming. I think those are mostly the prime options, right? So what's the best way to float down river? Is it on a tube, in a kayak, in a canoe, or just, you know, free floating? 437-16. Oh, all right. Well, that is well out of the area, it looks like. Duval County. We got an Amber Alert. If your phones are going crazy, that's where it's coming from, Duval County. All right. So which is your best? 437-16-20. 437-16-20. What's the best way to float downriver, given a choice of those options? Candy?
Kayak.
Kayak.
There's
Tell
no
me why.
Other answer than kayak. Because a canoe is too hard to do. It is. I
canoe
mean, it,
is
it's
a challenge.
Fine.
It's
it is.
True.
It's a challenge. Yeah. And
Canoe's
a two person kayak, too, is tough, too. I went to go buy one once, and the guy was like, you can stay married or you can get your own kayak. And I was like, all right. And we just ended up running them and got divorced anyway, but whatever. No, kayak is great because you can steer it. It seems like it's going to be a steep learning curve on how to use it, and it's not. And people always think of the sit-ins, like the Eskimos, roll, and that's not the case.
You're like sit-on, basically.
It is the easiest to do. You can pull your stuff. You can pull your friends. You know? It's super easy.
All right, so...
You can go to the bathroom. Nobody noticed. Just like a tube. What?
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll tell you why.
You're
I'm
welcome,
not a kayak
Brittany.
Fan. We did kayaking one time over in the Jacksonville area, I think it was. And we had one of those, like... You know, if your first experience of a thing is horrendous and traumatic, you never want to see the thing again. That's what happened to us because we got kayaks and it was family. And so it was, you know, my wife with a kid and me with a kid and I think grandma with a kid, you know, that kind of thing. And, going downriver was no problem. the going out part was easy. Oh, this is the best. Well, how do we get back? Well, that seems like that's uphill going upriver. It is. Ugh.
Yeah, but not here. You get to...
Mm-hmm.
Don't me.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's very few times I get that I'm right where you're not. And this is one of those times because you go down and they just pick up your little boats there.
Oh, well,
and
if they get you at the bottom. But I have other reasons for preferring my answer.
Okay.
But I'm going to go to the text. 437-1620. 437-1620. Somebody here says tubes. Tubes all the way. Somebody here says tube. All other answers are wrong.
No.
Somebody. Okay. So I'm a tube. I prefer the tube. Now, I like a canoe. I like a canoe for out on the lake. I like a kayak. I like to sit up. I don't know. I don't like the kayak particularly. I like to sit up and have my legs down instead of being like kind of, I don't know, the way.
I like to be in control, man.
Yeah. But I will say this, the reason for the tube is better is because in the kayak, you're just sitting there baking in the sun. You're on the water, but you're not in the water. And it's the in the water part that actually feels nice. It's the coolness of the river that's the fun. And, you know, having your feet drag in the sand and every once in a while kick a tree. I mean, that's fine. You know, have the fish nibble on. It doesn't bother me. I like that. So that's my own personal preferences. I definitely prefer the tube. 437-1620. Although I can make a pretty good case for free swimming. I'll tell you that in a minute. Somebody here says, I agree, kayak, and you don't run into little snakes in the water with your body. You know, small steaks or small bites. What's the big deal? Somebody here says, it is none of the above. It's a blow-up mattress.
This person is correct.
How do you steer that, though? Can you?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Do you swim it? Do you land it?
Okay, people
used
to do this all the time at the float. Did you see anybody in one of those big old things?
No.
Oh, my God. They're so funny. But they take up almost the whole space. And when they're coming, you're
Get
so you have to get out of the way. And it just kind of makes its way there. It's pretty bad, but that's a really good idea. I always think about that after.
I could see one of those like swimming pool lounge chair inflatables. You know,
a lot of people do that. That has like a seat for like three or four people.
Right.
It's so funny.
I did see a lot of people like lashed together, strapped together numerous tubes.
Yes.
You know, they create the,
like a big old snake.
Like their ant floats or something, you know, going down the river.
That's 437,
16, 20. Somebody here says tubing. You stay cool that way. Agreed. Also, you get out of the sun. You only have a little bit of, like, your face and your shoulders are in the sun if you're on a tube, at least if your leg's in. Now, of course, you can switch to sitting. That's what I like about the tube. It gives you alternatives. Somebody here says, in a comfy seat under a canopy with an icy beverage in a hand on a yacht. Has to be a big river.
Yeah, right?
Let's see. A tree snake falling into a kayak or a canoe is the funniest thing ever.
Okay,
that.
It is. That happens, that is pretty
entertaining.
Darren won't, too, because of the snakes. I'm like...
I do have one other answer here. And that is free swimming with fins and a snorkel and a mask.
In a river?
In a river. Now, it wouldn't really help you much on the Blackwater because the visibility is like zero, right? You can see a foot in front of your face underwater. But I have many times done like tubing things where I will take flippers and a snorkel and a mask because it's swimming, basically floating down river face down. And then, of course, with the fins, you can swim whatever speed you want to swim or go back. You see so many things under the... It's just a completely different world. It's scuba diving, and you see the fish, and you see the plants, and it is a totally different experience. And again, the Blackwater, I don't think, is really the place to get this, but if you go to, like, one of the springs where they have a river rafting trip through the springs or whatever... Do it with a snorkel and fins and a mask, and you'll be amazed at the experience. I'm just telling you, it's wild. I wouldn't do springs and rivers any other way, except like in this case, Blackwater. It's not really visible. So there you go. 437-1620. Somebody here says tubing with a tube tied behind you with a cooler in
cooler
it.
Tubes,
oh, you
got to
have the tube behind too. Yeah, you definitely got to have that as well. All right, 8:46 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives,
and it looks fine. If you're taking a drive out to say Munson for no specific reason, but what a great day to tube, huh? This is definitely the months to do it, man. Pretty nice. You're not gonna have any traffic. It looks like Avalon taking a look through Milton, actually, through Garson Point Bridge. Traffic on I-10 east and westbound traveling at posted speeds, too. So pretty easy way of getting where you're going this morning. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is a great resource for you. You know, we always talk about how she sold 230 homes last year, which is pretty amazing. So knowing that process, getting it done quickly for a great price, obviously she's fantastic at that. And for her, you know... She knows so well what's going to work that if you ask for her advice on how can we improve the value of this home, you know, should that shrub be changed? Yes, definitely. Or no, definitely not. Should we change the color of the kitchen? Yes, definitely. No, definitely not. Hey, we're thinking about hot pink. What do you think? You know, like she'll tell you, that's the point. She'll give you grid. And that might make you thousands of dollars just in little things you didn't know about. But also just making sure you get through this process. It's a very complicated process, and she will take care of you all the way through it. Now, on the buying side, I mean, I think there's a lot of folks who, especially with the high rents right now, are thinking about buying homes. I mean, buying homes is costly too. But, you know, buying a home with somebody like Christina to advise you on where the market is, what the prices are going to do, how they've been, what's comparable, what's the right price for that home, and just the confidence that she really knows what she's doing, that's what you get. I mean, it's a great asset to have in your corner. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Okay, here we go. Golf Wins Credit Union Money Market, take one in 3, 2, 1.
Are you looking to safely grow your savings and move your future forward? Look no further than Golf Wins Credit Union's money market account. You know, I saw their billboard the other day showing a rate of...
Whoa, 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 whoa. You can't say their money market rate on the radio. But yeah, it's a crazy rate. I opened an account last week.
Hold on. I can't say Golf Wins money market rate is...
Nope, can't say that. You can tell them about the big savings like the script says, but you can't say the rate.
Okay. But people need to know this rate.
Yes, so read the last line.
Okay, golf wins, bigger savings, brighter future. Open your money market account at gogolfwins.com and move your savings forward today. Still can't believe that rate is...
Don't say it.
federally insured by NCUA. See GoGolfWins.com for full details.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions today at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozad, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Idea about letting younger Americans put some of their withholding into personal savings accounts.
Right.
The LA Times has a piece that says this: make no mistake, diverting any significant portion of Social Security taxes into private accounts would make the program unworkable, funnel untold wealth into the hands of Wall Street promoters, and leave millions of families destitute. Why take this position when you know that's going to be the critique of it?
Well, first off, look, Joe Biden's policy on our national debt is insolvency. And sadly, my former running mate's policy is identical to Joe Biden's. Both of them say they're not even going to talk about common sense and compassionate reforms to entitlements to spare future generations of a mountain range of debt. And entitlements represent 70% of federal spending today. And that number is only growing.
Yeah, this is a real problem. I mean, obviously, it's kind of the thing that comes up again and again. And the basic challenge politically is that when it comes to entitlement programs like Social Security, when you're young, you find them outrageous. They're stealing my money to give to old people who are already more wealthy than I am in general, which is true. Okay, because they've had their whole lives to work and be productive, and they make more income because they have more experience and they've accumulated more wealth, and yet you're taking my money away to give to them, and I'm trying to raise a family. I mean, it's an outrageous program when you really think about it. But, you know, theoretically, when you have a lot more young people and a lot fewer older people, the math is sort of, you can kind of ignore the theft a little bit. But then as the population changes and you start to deal with, you know, 4-to-1 and 3-to-1 and 2-to-1, and it starts to become unworkable, you have other issues. But the problem is, if you've already been paying into it all these years and been paying not into your own account, which is the mistake people think, but it's a pay-as-you-go, basically, where we're paying so that other people can take out. It's always been the way it is. Then you've been paying into it long enough, mistakenly thinking that you're paying into your own account because that's kind of the way they send you the paperwork that makes it seem like that's the case. It's almost like you're getting a bank statement. Well, at a certain point, you become invested in maintaining that same process. Like, yeah, I hated it when they were taken out to give to somebody else, but now, you know, I've been paying all this time and somebody else ought to take care of me because I did my part and they ought to do their part for me. And that's just the way that ought to work. So by the time you get to your, you know, 40s to 50s and you start looking closer to retirement than you do to the start, you start to think, well, I'm not voting for somebody that's going to reform this because that hurts me. And that's why you never get reform in the entitlement process. Plus, of course, older people, again, they have more money, they contribute more, they get involved in politics more than younger people. All of these things contribute. So what's the prospect of realistic reform? Well, it's thin. I mean, politically, it's thin. There's a reason they call it the third rail of politics because, you know, you can't win on this issue. Not really. Not if you're honest about it. especially if you're hoping to get the vote of elderly people, which, you know, Republicans often try and do, you know, because the more older you get, the more you lean towards, you know, protecting that wealth, protecting income, not redistributing wealth, because that's the Republican mantra, even though Social Security itself is, of course, a redistribution of wealth. So he says, all right, it's time to be honest about this and be straight with the American people.
I really do believe the time has come to have leadership at the national level that'll be straight with the American people about the debt crisis that we're facing. Make it clear to Americans that are in retirement that there'll be no change in Social Security or Medicare. And for Americans that are going to retire in the next 25 years, there'll be no change for them as well. But for Americans under the age of 40, I think they would be open to the kind of reforms that would transition New Deal programs into a better deal. I have people coming up to me saying, thank you. Thanks for being honest about this. And it's the kind of leadership that I'll provide if I'm president of the United States.
It's a wonderful, beautiful, adult, rational, intelligent conversation to have that most Americans aren't willing to have. And I want to be realistic about it. I think Mike Pence is right. I think the policy is right. It would be better if we did what he's talking about. I am not naive enough to think that there are enough people that are willing to go in this direction. I wish I could. The problem is it's not a great rally speech, and it doesn't have enough of the vast popular support that you would like. The young people, they don't vote enough for it to matter, and it's hard to persuade them of it, and the older folks are going to vote against it. The pure problem of populist politics, which is the basic thing that we work within as a democracy, it's going to be a hard sell to get this to be the adult, rational conversation that everybody's willing to have, even though he's right. 855 on News Radio 92.3, it's eat your beans kind of politics. And, you know,
it is
nobody wants to eat the beans. Everybody wants the deep-fried Twinkie. You know, keep eating your deep-fried Twinkies, and, you know, and then later on we can give you a pill and we'll take care of all the health consequences that you took for that. Same thing in the way we think about the economy, you know. Pay us now, give us our thing, waive the debt, give us more, and then later on, you know, whatever, we'll figure that out later. And we won't, ever. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
As we take a look around, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. The holiday light today, it'll be even lighter tomorrow. Hopefully it'll stay light the whole day, right? Exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear, not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Car City. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text it in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You like my eat the beans politics.
I do. You're right, though. That's exactly what it is. It is.
Oh, man. What else do we have going on? You know what? This is just a total side note, but speaking of eat your beans, I was at the store yesterday and it was kind of, they were doing the samples, which I always forget about because I don't go on the weekends. You know, I typically go during the week and do my grocery shopping.
Dana and I were like, would go in there and go be like, oh no, I've never tried ham. We would love to.
No, yeah. And sample days are our favorite. Not, some of the stuff is not necessarily what I want exactly at that time, but it's all free food. How can you say no? I tried a veggie, like incredible, I don't know what the brand was. So good.
Those are good, aren't they?
It was so good. I mean, it wasn't meat, but it was so close.
Oh, and it's gotten closer. It used to be oh, yeah, you sure can tell, Candy. Thanks.
Yeah, here. Yeah. Let me tenderize it for a couple of days and some teriyaki sauce. Right. No, it was really, I was very surprised. Texture, taste, you know, that kind of grilled sort of charcoal-y flavor, like all of it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my God, this is really good.
Not bad.
Anyway, I mean, it's healthy, so you know I'm not eating it, but I'm just saying it was good.
There it is.
that's just the truth. Oh, this is kind of an odd little thing. Did you see that Twitter has, like, screwed
limited
up again?
Your posts?
Yeah, this is the weirdest thing. Like, I know he's a breaker and an innovator, and he loves, you know, messing with things, but it's so much messing with things is, I don't think it's really an effective business strategy. Like, in this case, people were like, all of a sudden, they discovered that they couldn't use Twitter because he had limited, Elon Musk had put in a thing that limited verified accounts to 600 posts, or sorry, 6,000 posts a day reading. Okay. Who can read that much? Anyway, but then I'm not a Twitter user particularly. Unverified accounts, 600 a day, even seems like an outrageous number to me. New and unverified accounts will have an even lower limit of 300. And then 2 hours later, oh, we crashed the system. Let's raise it to 8,800 and 400. Then 10,105, and like at hours were going by, and he was raising the number because so many people were complaining about it. And then this is my favorite comment. Rate limited due to reading all the posts about rate limits. Like, so many posts were about people complaining about this that actually was chewing up people's limited use or whatever because they're scrolling past all of those. Again, that number seems outrageous to me. Maybe 800 is not that outrageous, but, you know, who could exceed 8,000 posts that you've read in a day? That's a lot. Oh, we didn't even do future news.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Too bad.
Yeah. See you tomorrow for 4th of July. We'll be here.
Local news every hour.